Good evening, Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Oh, we just lost audio. Okay. My name is Frank Allen, and we are broadcasting from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And tonight, we are going to delve into quantum communication, something very new. And it could very well be the way in which targets are targeted in terms of communication to and from. We have been trying to understand how we are targeted. How do they maintain this communication band? It's all how. So, with that, I will get into the deep communication and quantum level. But first, I'd like to make you familiar with, boy, am I in a fog, huh? A new chat. It's called meet.google.com/YTZ-RECO, RECO-BIA. And if you put that in your browser and hit enter, you'll enter a very comfortable chat. Okay, the deep secret communication on a quantum level. The credit for this goes to the U.S. Navy, Wired Magazine, MIT, L3 Harris, and Battelle Laboratory. This quantum communication, I am really just beginning to research. I have not had too much time, only a few days. And the first place that it's used is submarines. And it's to communicate secretly both at a depth and speed, usually 100 meters. Bernice Baker investigates how rapid underwater communication can be achieved at a level of secrecy protected by the very laws of physics themselves. For a submarine to retain all its tactical advantage, it must remain submerged in the mixed layer, which is actually an inversion layer, around 60 to 100 meters deep, below which surface sonars cannot detect them. Now, in the past, submarines have had to tow antenna cable behind them to be found. And the area in which they had to be found was much larger. So, submarine communications were currently carried out while submerged using ELF or VLF. However, using ELF and VLF presents a number of disadvantages. The transmission sites have to be very large, meaning the submarine must tow cumbersome antenna cables, plus it usually has to align on a specific orientation and reduce speed to obtain optimal reception. Now, for targets around the world, the new type of communication, or the type in use, is very low key, very low profile, for good reason. The VLF or ELF frequencies only offer a very low bandwidth. VLF supports a few hundred bits a second, while ELF sustains just a few bits each minute. This prevents the transmission of complex data, such as video. One potential solution was to carry out optical communications using a laser, a concept which has been around since the 80s, when experiments were carried out to demonstrate that it is possible to maintain an optical channel between a submarine and an airborne platform. The Quantum Technologies Group at Defense Technology Specialists, ITT Excellus, is looking at taking this a step further through research into the feasibility of laser optical communication between a submarine and a satellite or an airborne platform, secured by using quantum information. The work ITT Excellus carries out for the U.S. government includes research in a wide variety of quantum information topics, including the development of quantum algorithms, quantum sensors, and novel solutions for quantum communication systems. So what this means for the TI is we have a communication system that is brand new to us. Okay, we have a caller, Gregory from California. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, that's... Hello there, Frank. Is it Frank or Franklin?
It's Frank, sir.
All right, Frank. Because everybody calls me Greg, but my name is Gregory, and I don't know why they can't use the other two syllables. But regardless of that, I'm very anal about craps. Like the words we use. And what got them on my ass was calling you guys, excuse the expression, ASS, but I called a couple of years ago and told them what I thought was the truth, and I'd been targeted pretty extensively, I would believe, like every tooth in my head one day. Decided to play a sonata of it, its own, a painful sonata, and every single vibration I had was just excruciating. I was asked one time by a psychiatrist or psychologist who I don't differentiate, they're all a bunch of kooks anyway, but they asked me if I ever wanted to commit suicide. And I said, well, yeah. If your teeth are playing a painful sonata, I mean every single tooth had a chime, which was extremely excruciating. Yeah. I didn't think about taking the... I got a bunch of morphine from... instead of using... what I called Rothschild slave tokens, which is what prompted this whole this whole damn scenario in the first place. That's why I was trying to get you all to start calling it. You know, people use money and dollars just savoir faire. I mean, it's a give me that piece of paper, that dollar. It's not a dollar. When you know what the true definitions of currency and money and debt and credit are, then one would think you would call them by their proper name, enunciation. I just happened to say, hey, man, we're not using money. Money is precious metals coined at a mint. Check out James Ewart's work, his book on money. that's where it's all predicated. The currency that we're currently using, I tend to refer to as Rothschild slave tokens. And they've been that way since 1913. I mean, get over it. And that's a keystone. That is how they have converted us all into a bunch of mind-numb zombies. Just like the zombie movies that we're watching right now. And after, the other time, I wanted to put a bullet through my head. My gut was killing me so bad. Well, after waking up after the pass out, I haven't done it yet, but yeah, it's always going through my poor little brain cell.
Well, you don't want to do that.
Oh, I haven't yet. I've been anesthetizing myself with my own medication. I haven't seen one of those, and I call them Devil Bill Rockefeller medical mafia morons that don't have a freaking clue about what life and love and being alive is all about, because they've been so programmed. And everybody in the medical institute have been so bloody well programmed into the reality that they're in. It's pathetic. It truly is, because these poor folks will never, ever know what living is, because they're too involved in dying. Everything about them is anti-life. It's evil. The opposite of live. And when you really become alive and you really see what the holy hell that's going on, boy, Allie, it's a mind-changing phenomenon, and they don't want that because they live. And just like that sci-fi movie, Roddy Rod Piper, they do live, by golly, and they're not us. And like I was going to expound to the last guy, I tried to call in to James Kelso, which I rarely listen to. He's very passionate, and he uses a lot of foul language, but I was going to tell him, man, hey, they live, and they live to kill us. And I love David. I love all you people. I love even the they, because I've been under the realization that love is the only truth, like Mr. Ike or David would say, and love is infinite love is the only truth, and everything else is a bloody hologram. It's a fiction. It's a lie. And when you can really wrap your cranium around that poopy, and I've been doing it for shiitake over and over every day, and just just trying to grasp that concept. It's miraculous. But then I go overboard, and I have to be contained by the man, and I've been to jail, I don't know how many times, and I've never hurt nobody. I've never, all I've done was verbally abuse them, rightfully so, because of the way I was abused. And, yeah, I don't, I'm brushing off mosquitoes right now because they have purpose. Well, life, love has purpose, and life is love, and we should respect all life, I believe. Even the thing called a virus, which is in between life and death, that we all have kajillions of viruses creating our life as we speak. Trillions, if you get into the microbiome of it all. And the bacteria, too. And all these things, they all have purpose. And what they do is try to, what am I trying to say? Divide us from our purpose. And that's what they've done. Like, going to school. That's torture, man. That is flipping. Going to school, I went to school, I was tortured every frickin' day of my...
Gregory, do you have a question for me? Or about quantum communication?
Well, I just pretty much said it. They're communicating through us through a lot of different frequencies. I mean, what was it that Nikola Tesla was expounding? As soon as we get away from the materialistic, that if we start seeing vibration, frequency, and power, that is where it's all at. And that's what they have done, and that's why they are on the process of conquering the real people, not the... And if you've watched that movie, haven't you, Frank?
Oh, most definitely.
They Live? Huh?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, remember the frequencies and everything else, and when Roddy Rod Piper finally, you know, broke the gosh darn machine, everybody saw who, what, where, and why. Well, hell, it's right in front of our eyes is right now. We see them. You know, Devil Bill Gates is right out there, you know, expounding, you gotta get shot up before we give you this poopy. And then you got all these other morons, you know, the government's falling suit because they've all been paid off and they have gotten control of the whole bloody moronic government, well, corporation. Because a government is run and run in by and for the people. Well, these guys are antithetical to that, just like they are to life. And they're killing all life on the planet. All life that should be held in the highest stream.
Gregory,
because we are alive, and we should respect all life. And that's all I got to say about that, Poopy. And I'm sorry, I'm not into the quantum because, you know, just like quantum physics and everything else, all pretty much irrelevant when you're looking at the basics and what's self-evident.
Okay, Gregory, we are going to commercial. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, I report on quantum communication. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org. At the top of the page, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our targeted situation. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question. Get involved at 800-313-9443. Once again, to call in and get involved, 800-313-9443, or listen at 605-313-0163. Tomorrow night we will have information on targeted justices, Washington, D.C. gathering. It will be September the 22nd through the 25th. I will have specific details tomorrow evening. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to access our show by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. Tapes from here go directly to YouTube and then around the world. And RBN goes around the world. So between the two, you will definitely pick up the show. Okay, we have a new chat, and it is really fantastic. And I'd like you to all take advantage of it. It's at meet.google.com/YTZ-RECO, RECO-BIA. And you will receive a nice audio stream there as well. Okay, back to our subject tonight, deep secret communication on a quantum level. Dr. Marco Lanzagorta starts off by talking about perfectly secure keys. And he states, QKD is a protocol which uses quantum information to generate a pair of perfectly secure keys. QKD promises to guarantee secure communication through the principles of quantum mechanics without sacrificing speed. Once again, targets, this may be why, no matter where you are in the world, no matter where you are on a cruise, in a plane, it doesn't matter where you are. You get real-time responses and real-time torture. This may be the communication level that they have elected to use. If so, we have a really big fight on our hands. Quantum information is different from classical information. Because in classical information, the unit is the bit, as we all know. And it can have the value of 0 or 1. The unit of quantum information is the qubit, which is a quantum state of a photon. It can be 0, 1, or any superposition of 0 and 1. It's more of a concept of information than the classical one. Okay, folks, we have station identification. We'll see you in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extend. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Good evening, Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss quantum communication. Call into the show live and ask a question, and please get involved at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. We have some information on Targeted Justice's gathering in Washington, D.C. It will be held on the 22nd through the 25th of September. We will have more information tomorrow evening. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and possibly Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. By phone, 515-604-9715, access code 708922, ID Targeted. To listen to us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. Just go to YouTube, in the search bar, type Targeted Massachusetts. And if you don't find all our episodes, please call me, because YouTube is playing games. We have a brand new chat associated with this show, and it is meet.google.com/YTZ-Rico-BIA. Now, the YTZ Rico BIA is actually the ID. It's a great chat. We can share information, and you get an excellent audio feed. Tonight we are discussing quantum communication. And it is so far above the communication that we know of. We are going to have to really do some research and learn it from top to bottom, because it is so far ahead of the communication that we have today, that we use. If we used quantum communication, there would be no need for 5G. There would be no need for anything like that. QKD is a protocol which uses quantum information to generate a pair of perfectly secure keys. QKD promises to guarantee secure communication through the principles of quantum mechanics without sacrificing speed or bandwidth. Quantum information is different from classical information. As in classical information, the unit is the bit. And it can have the value of 0 or 1. The unit of quantum information is the qubit, which is a quantum state of a photon. It can be on 0, 1, or any superposition of 0 and 1. It's more of a concept of information than the classical one. So what I would like you to picture is a satellite that is not transmitting a laser beam or anything like that. It's transmitting one photon at a time down to a specific base unit. Now, the targets could be this base unit. And as I mentioned, if this is what they are using, we have one hell of a battle on our hands. We have to learn it. So Google quantum communication. Google submarine communication. Google the U.S. Navy and quantum physics. Quantum information has two important properties for securing communications. It cannot be copied, which means it cannot be forged, and every time a quantum state is measured by an observer, it gets collapsed, which means its properties are exceedingly difficult to detect. Again, this is what we have been looking for, and again, this is why we haven't found it. Combined in QKD, these properties can be used to generate perfectly secure encryption keys because the secrecy of the key is guaranteed by the laws of physics. Not like traditional crypto systems, such as the public domain system, RSA, Diffie-Hellman, and Elgamal encryption methods. The security is based on the solution to an extremely difficult mathematical problem. So we have something that is looking pretty ugly here, but it is yet another option of communication from the satellite to the target. The target could be a submarine, or the target could be a targeted individual. Standard methods for exchanging cryptographic keys are in jeopardy. One of them is RSA-1024. Once commonly used to exchange keys between browsers and web servers, has probably been broken. It's no longer regarded as safe. There is one that is still approved, and that's RSA-2048. This and other public key infrastructure technologies, perhaps, have not been broken yet, but soon will be by bigger, faster computers. And once quantum computers are mainstream, data encrypted using existing key exchange technologies will become even more vulnerable. So nothing lasts forever. The only thing stopping this from being broken is that a faster computer has not come out yet. And I'm very familiar with the fact that TIs really are not concerned whether this code can be broken, but we should be. Because if it can be broken, we can have a look at what they're seeing. Post-quantum cryptography. The methods that will continue to be effective after quantum computers are powerful enough to break existing key exchange methods. These are all based on the unprovable assertion that certain numerical algorithms are difficult to reverse. But the question that remains is difficult for whom? How do we know that the unpublished solution to these exact problems has not been discovered? The answer is, we do not. So, from one targeted visual to many, we have communication possibilities to research. And I will give you an instance or an example of how far ahead they are to us. The stealth fighter, the F-17, we believed that when it flew in the war over Iraq, that was the first time that it flew in battle. Well, the F-17 actually flew over Vietnam as a drone. Nobody saw it because they couldn't. So we have technology that has been around since the 60s. So anything that comes up no longer surprises me at all. My research has taken me places that just are totally mind-blowing. And this is in many ways why targets are ahead of the public in knowing what's going on because of our research into our own targeting. Let me get back to our subject. Quantum cryptography is the only known method for transmitting a secret key over long distances. And that is provable in accordance with the well-accepted and many times verified laws that govern quantum physics. It works by using photons of light to physically transfer a shared secret between two entities. While these photons might be intercepted by an eavesdropper, they cannot be copied, or at least can't be perfectly copied or cloned. By comparing measurements of the properties of a fraction of these photons, it's possible to show that no eavesdropper in listening in, and that the keys are thus safe to use. This is what we mean by provable security, though called quantum cryptography. We are actually only exchanging encryption keys. So researchers prefer the term quantum key distribution, or QKD, to describe this process. The no cloning theorem is one of the fundamental principles behind QKD. And why we think that this technology will become a cornerstone of network security for high-value data. Now, what we TIs are losing is the data that resides inside our skulls. This is the data that they're after. I've meant to write my symptoms down on our website, and I'm going to do that so I can present it so people can see it and call and ask questions about it. And that is one of those things that's on my list. And you should see my list. While products based on QKD already are being used by banks and governments in Europe, especially Switzerland, they have not been deployed commercially in the United States to any great extent. Current technological breakthroughs are pushing the distance over which quantum signals can be sent. Okay, folks, once again, we have to go to commercial. Thank you so much for listening.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Emmerling. Tonight, we have been discussing quantum communication. And we have a caller, Jewel from Tennessee. Nice to hear from
Hi.
You, Jewel. Hi.
Yes, can you hear me all right?
I certainly can.
Okay, because my phone was messing up. Okay, this might seem like an odd question to many others out there, but I'm kind of fairly new, like a few months. So how do they pick you? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe? Or just because you're above, I mean, I'm not above intelligent, you know, brilliant or something. So why do they want to pick my brain?
Well, we believe, and it has been proven, that there is a government watch list. It may prevent you from flying. It may label you as a terrorist because there is a terrorist watch list. And this is the one that is currently being debated, argued in court. And they've ruled it unconstitutional. So we have to see what happens.
They're debating in court to tell me if I can fly or not.
This is kind of, well, that's inclusive in this terrorist watch list, but there are no fly lists. But this terrorist watch list puts you in with Osama bin Laden. we'll say.
Wow.
So it's not good, but it is being brought down by the people.
Well, what was that word? Quantum what to write down?
Quantum communication.
Okay.
Quantum level communication.
Well, I hope they have a good time picking my brain. I think it's a little disgusting myself.
Yes, it is.
And
the words that they use... it's totally disgusting.
Well, you think they could find an animal or something instead of human beings? And I don't understand, and I probably never will, what kind of a person would do this. Oh, I know.
Okay.
It would have
Jewel?
To be...
Unfortunately, I have to let you go because we're coming to the top of the hour. And if you want to hang on, Red Pill Hardcore is coming up. And
that's okay.
I'd like to say goodnight from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Good night, Jewel.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.